ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ Because Patanjali class is happening on Fridays. Now so is Ashada Masa, Adi Masam. Other we'll all do this one verse from Durga Saptashakti. Only one verse. Sarvas, slowly see the meaning. Sarvaswarupe, Sarvaswarupe, Sarveshe, Sarveshe. सर्वशक्ति समन्विते सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्ति समन्विते सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्ति समन्विते भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवी भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवी भयेभ्यस्त्राहिनो देवी दुर्गे देवि नमोस्तुते दुर्गे देवि नमोस्तुते दुर्गे देवि नमोस्तुते Exactly, we are seeing the meaning of that verse here now. Panchadashi also. I'll show you how. What is the meaning there? Sarva Swarupa. Sarva Isha. Sarva Shakti Samanvita. Three words are used. Sarva Shakti Samanvita. The one who is endowed with all powers, omnipotence. What is omnipotence? Total Ichcha Shakti, total Jnana Shakti, total Ichcha Shakti, totality of Kriya Shakti. So totality of threefold powers put together is called what? Omnipotence Sarva Shakti. Therefore, Sarva Shakti Samanvita. She who is endowed with all powers. Here, you know, Paramatma is personified as Devi. Therefore, Sarva Shakti Samanvita. Therefore, Sarva Swarupa, the one who is the very essential Swarupam of everything here. Sarva Swarupa. Therefore, Sarva Isha, the Lord of everything. Sarva Isha, the Lord of everything. The truth of everything, the one who is endowed with all powers. That is why this verse is very beautiful. Sarvaswarupe Sarveshe Sarvashakti Samanvite. Prayer is good prayer. Bhaye Vyastrahino Devi Naha Bhaye Vyatrahi. May you protect us from all forms of fear. All that we need is, the fear needs to be resolved through resolution of avidya. Therefore, salutations unto you, Durga. I want to read the first verse and go to straight away to today's class. Namashri Shankarananda Guru Padambu Janmane ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹ ಗ್ರಾಸೈಕ ಕರ್ಮಣೇ ನಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರಾನಂದ ಗುರುಪಾದಾಂಬು ಜನ್ಮನೆ ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹ ಗ್ರಾಸೈಕ ಕರ್ಮಣೆ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿ 20th verse or 18th verse. Okay. What we have seen until this 20th verse in this first chapter. The first chapter is entitled as what? Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. The very chapter, the title of the chapter tells you what this is, a chapter wherein the discriminative knowledge of the truth is the tells you what is this chapter for. So in this very first chapter, after paying his respects to his guru Gaudapada, this Vidyaranya Swami, in this chapter until the 10th verse, leave the first two verses, third to the 10th, seven verses, within seven verses, he established the nature of the Atma being Satchit Anandaha. Atmanaha Satchit Ananda Swarupam Pratibadayati Saptash Lokeshu. The seven verses, he reveals the Atma's nature being Chit, Sat, and Anandaha. Thereafter, from the 11th verse, then he introduces Avidya as the cause of Samsara. Samsara Karanam, being Avidya, is mentioned. Therefore, he discusses this Avidya in this four verses, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Avidya is discussed. Avidya is discussed in this four verses, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. In that context, later on, after the 14th, 15th verse onwards, now the main teaching of the entire portrait of the Vedantic teaching involving three factors. What are the three factors? Ishwaraha, Jivaha, and Jagat. Usually we say what? Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara. We always put na dharmartha kamosha, how we say the same way Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, we always talk about. Then, but here, for the sake of understanding, how in understanding artha, dharmartha, kama, moksha, we understand artha, kama, dharma, moksha. Similarly, here also, for the sake of understanding, we put it like this. Ishwaraha, Jivaha, and Jagat. They are the three. So, the entire teaching of the Shastra, Vedanta Shastram, or I can say the Veda Shastram, in the form of Ishwaraha, Jivaha, and Jagat, is going to be given here, presented here. So, for that, in order to introduce these three, what Ishwara, Jivaha, and Jagat, to introduce here three, Ishwara, Jivaha, and Jagat, we are going to understand Ishwara, Jivaha, and Jagat. To understand these three, here Vidyaranya Swami also introduces here the way how Shastra introduces the Prakritihi. Prakritihi is brought into the picture. Prakritihi is introduced here. The Mula Prakritihi, Mula Vidya, Moolam Pradhanam. This Prakriti is introduced for what? to introduce his three main factors and the teaching: Ishwaraha, Jivaha, and Jagat. And this Prakritihi, Brahma Shaktihi, others called Brahma Shaktihi, Chit Shaktihi, Atma Shaktihi, this Prakritihi is Brahman is consciousness, and Brahma Shaktihi is the matter. The Shaktihi is of the nature of inertness. So this Brahma Shakti, this matter Prakriti alone, is again redefined as what? In the threefold forms of the matter called Maya, Avidya and Prakritihi. Because Prakritihi is anadi, beginningless. Prakritihi is anadihi. You understand why? If fire is anadi, the fire, when the fire is, when is the time when the heat is not in the power, fire? Never a time. Therefore, if consciousness, Brahman is anadi, the reality, instead of the word, let us use the word Brahman, okay? Brahman, the absolute reality is anadihi, beginningless. Therefore, Brahma Shaktihi is also, Prakritihi is also anadi, beginningless. And this Brahma Shakti, this Prakritihi is ended with threefold aspects. What now? Sat Tattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha. And we cannot differentiate and see those gunas. We only understand these gunas being manifest. Through our physical eyes, you cannot see Prakriti. Because subtlest, inseparable, subtlest power. Therefore, you cannot see through physical eyes. Therefore, you cannot see the gunas also. You can understand when the power is also manifest. And these three, this Prakriti alone, the Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, all the Prakritis, the Prakriti basically has all the three gunas. Therefore, predominantly sattvic matter, predominantly Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi is called Maya. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, predominantly Rajasic matter is called Avidya, and predominantly Tamasic matter is called Prakritihi itself. So Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi, all the three are anadi. All the three are beginningless. All the three have sattva, rajas, tamas, three gunas. But what is predominant? In sattva pradhana prakritihi, sattva is predominant, rajas and tamas are not there. Not dominant there. Similarly, rajas pradhana. So, maya sattva pradhana, predominantly sattvic matter is maya. Predominantly rajasic matter is avidya. Predominantly tamasic matter is prakritihi. Sattva pradhana, rajav pradhana, tamav pradhana, prakritihi, maya, avidya, prakritiriti uchyate. So now, this Brahman, the chit aspect of the reality, the consciousness reflected in the Maya, manifested through Maya, gets the title Ishwaraha. So what is the consciousness is manifested through or reflected in Maya. The same, one and the same, only consciousness is reflected and manifest in Avidya. The same, one and the same consciousness is reflected in the Prakriti also. The consciousness plus Maya. Consciousness plus Maya. So the Maya also serves as a reflecting medium. Prakriti, avidya is also serves a reflecting medium, manifesting medium. Prakriti also is a manifesting medium. So here, the same consciousness is the same, but the Veda is what? Only in reflecting, manifesting, medium, the difference only in the medium. So with the consciousness, with its highly quality, the medium of very high caliber, high quality medium, is what a Maya, Sattva-pradhana Maya, together is what now? Ishwara. See, consciousness by itself cannot become Ishwara. Maya without consciousness is what? Inert matter. But together gets the status what? Ishwara. Antaryami Ishwara. Consciousness with Maya Shakti. You are now inseparable. The consciousness reflected in the Maya. So reflected consciousness, the reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the Maya, are inseparable, like what? The mirror and the reflection of your face in the mirror. The reflecting medium and the reflection are inseparable. The reflected consciousness and the Maya together is what? Ishwaraha. That is why we say what? Vagarthau iva sampruktau. The Ishwara. Ardhanarishwara. Ardhanarishwara is what now? Reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the Maya, together are inseparable like the word and its meaning. Therefore, they together form what now? Parvati Parameshwara or your Vishnu Bhaktas Parvati Parameshwara. Okay, Parvati Parameshwara or Parvati Parameshwara, Ramaishwara, Lakshminatha. The parents of the universe, isn't it? Therefore, her, now that's why how they're inseparable? Reflection can never be separated from, and we're going very slowly because the issue has to become very clear. Reflection can never be separated from the reflecting medium. Inseparable. For the consciousness, Brahman, the consciousness manifested through or reflected in the Maya. What now? Is that now Ishwara? With the Maya alone, Ishwara. Without Maya, no Ishwara status. Without Shakti, Shivane Nirkanam. Without power, without power, what will happen? You had to exhibit your power to show how powerful you are. The powers are not exhibited, nobody can know your power. You will be non-recognized. Recognition, recognition, if you want, you need to express your power, exhibit your talents. The same way, consciousness, only with this power, a Maya, is Ishwara. The same Brahman, the consciousness, reflected in the medium of inferior order, inferior quality, low quality medium, avidya vai rajapradhana prakritihi, what now, jivaha. Consciousness with avidya alone is what? Jiva. Consciousness without the avidya is what? Consciousness. Consciousness reflected. Not the original consciousness. Pure consciousness is not Ishwara. Pure consciousness is not Jiva. pure consciousness is not even the Jagat. But without the pure original consciousness, pure consciousness, how can there be reflection? So the reflection of consciousness, the reflected consciousness, Pratibimbita Chaitanyam, obtaining in Maya is Ishvara. With Maya is Ishvara. Pratibimbita Chaitanyam, the reflected consciousness with this reflecting medium, Avidya is Jiva. The same Pratibimbita Chaitanyam, Pratibimba of Chaitanyam with the Prakritihi is what Jagat. So, the Pratibimbas are all of what? The Pratibimba is of the same consciousness. There's no difference in the reflection. Because there's no difference in the original consciousness. Difference is only in the reflecting medium. Where is the Bheda? Reflecting medium alone is going to be called later on Upadhihi. Reflecting with the Maya is going to be known as Ishvara Upadhihi. Avidya is Jiva Upadhihi. And then this Jagatal is what now? We can say Upadhi. We're going to understand that later on. So here, this Ishvara, because Sattva Pradhana Maya, the reflecting medium happens with Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya. This knowledge is what? Total knowledge. So Ishvara enjoys the status of being the omniscient, all-knowing. Because of what? Because of association with the Maya. So Sarvajnyatvam, Sarva Shaktimatvam, isn't it? Sarva Kalyana Gunavatvam. Everything is Ishvara enjoys because of the, it's because married to a rich woman called Maya. Whereas the same consciousness as a Jiva married to a middle class woman, Avidya, no, Alpajnyatvam, Alpa Shaktimatvam. Isn't it? Here Jiva. Not too poor, okay. Avidya. So, now, we say Jiva, Ishvara and Jiva, fine. But what about the Tamapradhana Prakritihi? The consciousness, the Brahman Chit aspect, cannot be reflected, cannot manifest in Tamah Pradhana Prakriti. For Chitta aspect, for the consciousness to manifest as consciousness, for the reflection of the consciousness to be there, the matter must be predominantly Sattvic or Rajasic. The matter is predominantly Tamasic, then there cannot be manifestation of Chit consciousness. But then Brahman is still manifest, reflected or not? Yes. In Tamapradhana Prakritihi, Chit aspect is not manifest. Only Sat aspect alone is manifest. Our Prakritihi, Tamapradhana Prakritihi reflects only what? Sat. Therefore, you can the reflection in Sanskritam, the manifestation or reflection is called Abhasaha. Not Tamil Abhasam. Okay. Abhasaha. Tamil Pesarkurkantandra Virkade. Okay. Abhasaha. Because Bhas. It remained a nice word. Nallada Nikila. Bhas means not B-O-S-S here. I can understand why some connection I can see here. Really, Bhaskara is boss. Bhas means effulgence, light. Bhas karoti iti Bhaskaraha. Whoever bosses you must have Bhaskara in your planet, a good position. Simha Bhaskara, you have in your Rashi, Simha Rashi, you have Surya in Swastana, or Surya in Chitramasam Parandandalo, Appavuk not okay also, still you have I be a boss. No why? Surya Prakash, isn't it? Anyway, that's an unnecessary thing. I'm going out of the topic. So, Bhas means light, effulgence. So, Bhas, therefore, here, Abhasaha means light. Abhasaha means reflection. Reflection. So, here, reflection of consciousness is called Chit Abhasaha, Chidabhasaha. Chit plus Abhasa becomes not Chitta, Chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha. So, Maya, we have Chidabhasa. In Avidya, we have Chidabhasa. So, Chidabhasa plus Maya is equal to Ishvara. Chidabhasa plus Avidya is equal to Jiva. But there in Prakriti, there's no Chitta Abhasa. There's only Sat Abhasaha. Only Sadabhasa. Only, there is only the existence, Sat aspect of Brahman alone is reflected in Prakritihi, manifest through Prakritihi. Now, we can say, only because of this blessing of Brahman, Brahmanaha Anugrahenaiva, because of the blessing of Brahman alone, Ishvara can enjoy the status of being the Ishvara. Now, because the presence of presence is blessing. Existence is blessing. Anugraha, because the word blessing always confuses. No? Something happened, nothing is just the presence is blessing here. That is why too many, see, Kanchi Acharya would be very upset if he knows that how people are treating Kanchi Acharya now, as a man of miracles. Okay? Kanchi Acharya is amazing, man of great vision, not simple. Okay, anyway, let's not go to topic. So what I'm saying, we are interested in all those things. We are only interested only in Jnanam Bhagavan. So here, see the, now we can say that Ishvara state, Sarva Shakti Matvam of the Ishvara, Alpa Shakti Matvam of Jiva, and also, so Jagat also is what? Prakritihi also is blessed by Brahman. How? By reflection of Sad aspect. So because of the blessing of the Brahman's Sad aspect alone, reflection of Brahman in of Sad alone, even Prakritihi is capable of evolving into the universe. Jagat. So this Brahman, now this Maya by itself is inert matter. Prakriti by itself is inert matter. The avidya is inert matter. This inert matter of Maya and avidya energized, enlivened by the blessing of the reflection of consciousness alone. What now? Becomes now Ishvara and the Jiva, the enjoyment of it, the status of being the Sarva. Sarvagyaha, no, Alpagyaha. So it's possible because of the blessing of Brahman, the originally the reality, originally consciousness. We'll see everything will become very, very clear. Now we can say three things, aspects, remember, omniscience enjoyed by the Ishvara. And even Alpagyatvam, the limited knowledge enjoyed by the Jiva, and also existence enjoyed by the universe. Sarvagyatvam of Ishvara, Alpagyatvam of Jiva, Satta of the Jagat are all because of the blessings of Brahman. Brahma Chaitanya Anugrahenaiva Sarvagyatvam of Ishvara is possible, Alpagyatvam of Jiva is possible, even Satta of the Jagat is possible. You have to put that in the order Satta, Jagat enjoys satta existence because of the blessing of Brahman. Jiva enjoys status of being what? At least half knowledge. I am. Isn't it? That is possible because of the blessing of the Brahman. Anyway, this much we already seen. Now this is the basic blueprint of the whole teaching which is going to come later on. The architect Bhagavan now has given the blueprint first of the whole thing. This is what we've already seen. And we saw this avidya, rajapradana prakriti is also known as karana shariram. So Ishwaraha, the consciousness reflected in maya, is known as antaryami Ishwaraha. The consciousness reflected in avidya, the karana shariram, is called what? Prajna jivaha. Note the adjectives of Ishwara and jiva. Antaryami Ishwaraha, prajna jivaha. This much we have already seen. Okay. And the 18th verse, I told Nahir onwards, the Srishti Prakriya comes. And you know, in any Srishti Prakriya, the Shastram is not at all interested in making us understand how the universe has evolved. The Shastra's aim of presenting, discussing the creation is only to help us understand Brahman, not as an object, not as our own selves. But all our problems will resolve. They're very important. Okay. So we have come to the... Okay. We saw last class. And from that, tamupradana prakritehe. Now we leave other things now. We are leaving the sattva-pradana prakriti. We leave ajapradana prakriti. We take only the tamupradana prakriti. The tamupradana prakriti also, please remember very carefully, we are taking only tamupradana prakriti called prakriti. Predominantly tamasic matter also has little of sattva, little of rajas, predominantly tamas. And from that, tamapradana prakriti alone came what? Determined by the order, viyat pavana teja ambu guvaha bhutani jagnire. Five subtle elements originated from tamapradana prakriti. And for what? In keeping with the order of Ishwara, the universal natural law and order of Ishwara, in conformity with the karmas of the jivas, the whole jagat has to be created, for which the five first subtle elements originated from. Subtle elements originated from this tamapradana prakriti. What is subtle elements here? He's going to create the jagat now. For creation is for what? Creation is not the will of the Ishwara. Creation is now for the exhaustion of punya papa karmas of the jivas alone. Punaha, the jagat comes into manifestation. The reappearance of the jagat, manifestation of the jagat, is for the exhaustion of the punya papas of the jivas. There is no beginning. Okay, it's a beginningless, endless cycle. Remanifestation. Okay, recycled, again comes back in a different form. It comes back for the for what? Punya papa exhaustion. That's why agnya implies what? In conformity with punya papas, in kind of the order. And for what? For the enjoyment. For the bhogai. For the enjoyment of the this what? Jivas has to enjoy this jagat. While enjoying the jagat, he has to exhaust his punya papas also. For that purpose, jagat is going to be created. For which, from this, blessed by the Brahman, the consciousness alone, this prakritihi, anadihi prakritihi, samapradana prakritihi matter, is capable of evolving into the universe. The five subtle elements originated. Subtle element means what? Element, each element by itself is called subtle element, without mixing it with the other element. Okay? With a mixture. Then we saw, and from the sattvic aspect of the subtle elements, the five sense powers came originated. And from the, all the sattvic aspect of five elements together from constituted the antakarnam mind. So mind and sense powers are the products of sattvic aspects of the subtle elements. Then we saw that last class. And there, this antakarnam, which is a product of the sattvic aspect of five subtle elements. They are of twofold keeping the two, they have two functional names as buddhihi and manaha. So vimarsha rupam manaha nischayatmika buddhihi. See, when you analyze what is right and wrong, what is proper and improper, that analyzing analytical mind is manaha. Analytical side of the antakkanam is manaha. Then where you conclude this is what is right, this is improper, this is proper. Where decision is made, nischayatmika, that is what? Buddhihi. We'll see what is nischayatmika buddhi, what is vimarsha rupa manaha. Again, we'll see later on. Now understand this much. Now, we are going to the next 21st verse. This, today's lesson comes only now.
Rajom shai panchabhastesham.
We can go quickly because simple lessons only.
Rajobhif panchabhastesham kramat kar.
Okay, let me read it.
Rajom shai panchabhastesham. Kramat karmendriyani to, kramat karmendriyani to, vak pani pada payupastha abhidhanani jagire, vak pani pada payupastha. Pastha abhidhanani jagire. Even if you have missed tattva bodha, here you can make thorough with all the teachings, everything. So we have seen sattvic aspects or subtle elements originated from the prakritihi, tamapradana prakritihi. And from that subtle elements, the sattvic aspect of subtle elements, we got what? Jnanendriyani and the antahkaranam. Finished. Now, what? Still, we have rajas aspect. Rajasic aspect of the prakritihi. Rajasic aspect of prakritihi. Tamapradana prakritihi. Now, five karmendriyani. Respectively, they have originated. Which becomes which indriyam? Karmendriyani. And rajasic aspect of all the five elements together become five physiological functions. That's why kriya shakti. When you say, see, the sense powers and Antakaranam stands for Jnana Shakti. We call it, you're going to see later on what now, Vijnanamaya Kosha. Then sense, again here, Manaha, sorry, Pancha Pranaha and Pancha Karmendriyani together is what now? We say Kriya Shakti. Kriya Shakti. Pancha Pranaha and Pancha Karmendriyani stand for what? Kriya Shakti. Pancha Jnanendriyani and Antakaranam stands for Jnana Shakti. And also Iccha Shakti. Okay, so here, Rajom Shaihi Panchabihi Tesham. 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 Panchabhutanam. Sukshma Panchabhutanam. Tesham. Sukshma Panchabhutanam. Rajom Shaihi. From the Rajasic aspects of the those five subtle elements. Kramati respectively. Originated the powers, five subtle powers of organs of actions. Karmendriyani. Jagnire. Jagnire means what? You know, originated. Jagnire originated. Rajom Shehi. So what are they? Vak. Pani. Pada. Payu. Upastham. These are the five different names given to five subtle powers of organs of actions. Sukshma Indriyani. Don't mistake the Golakam here. Okay. Vak means Vag Indriyam. The power of speech obtaining in the organ of speech. The vocal cord, isn't it? The power is different. Don't mistake the Golakam. The power of speech is called Vagindriyam. Pani. The power in your hands is called Pani. Pani is not, even though Bhagavan is called Chakrapani, Shankapani, Sharangapani, Dandapani, Gadapani, Shulapani, but don't miss it. Pani literally does not mean a physical hand. In this context, Pani, even though the word Pani means hand, here Pani means just the power. The power, subtle, imperceptible power. The power which can be perceived through your senses. Sukshma Shaktihi. Pani here. Okay, Pani, the power in the hands. Called Karma Indriyam. Pani is also Karma Indriyam. Pada, the power in your feet. The feet, both the legs. Pada, you know, literally means the feet. Okay, the power in the legs is called what now? Pada. Pada Indriyam. Pani Indriyam. Vag Indriyam. Then Payu Indriyam. Payu Indriyam. Then Upastha Indriyam. Upastha Indriyam. So here, the organ of speech, the power in the hands, the power in the legs, then the power of reproductory organ, power in the excretory organ. They're all karma indriyani, subtle powers. They're all respectively, they came from what? We can say from space. We can say each. We can take all those things. Kramat jagire. So karma indriyani are products of rajasic aspect of the subtle elements born of Tav Pradhana Prakriti. Now, we'll go to next one now. Tai Sarvai Sahitai Prano. Tai Sarvai Sahito Prano. Sometimes what you know very well gets repeated. Please don't feel bored because that's the only way you can get it clear. Tai sarvai sahitai prano. Tai sarvai sahitai prano. Vritti bhedat sa panchadha. ಭಕ್ತಿ ಭೇದಾತ್ ಸ ಪಂಚಧ ಪ್ರಾಣೋಪಾನ ಸಮಾನಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಣೋಪಾನ ಸಮಾನಶ್ಚ ಉದಾನವ್ಯಾನೌ ಚ ತೇ ಪುನಃ ವ್ಯಾನೌ ಚ ತೇ ಪುನಃ ಸೊ ನೌ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ತೈಹಿ ಸರ್ವೈಹಿ ಸಹಿತೈಹಿ ತೈಹಿ ಸರ್ವೈಹಿ ತೈಹಿ ಪಂಚಭಿಹಿ ರಜೋಂಶೈಹಿ ಸರ್ವೈಹಿ ಬೈ ಆಲ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ becomes what now? Pranaha. The prana has come into originated. The prana has originated from the vital air. The prana is actually the product of the rajasic aspect of the sattvic aspect, rajasic aspect of the subtle elements. Not one. Here, the prana is a product of rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements. Just as my antahkaranam is the product of sattvic aspect of all subtle elements. We saw how the jnanendriyani are from each subtle as sattvic aspect becomes each jnanendriya. So similarly, rajasic aspect of each element becomes each karma indriya. Here, what is the prana? Prana is a product of the rajasic aspect of all the five elements. Now, you can say, pranas and karmendriyani, 10 of them stand for what? Kriya Shaktihi. Now, but one, even though one vital air is a product of the rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements, that one prana vritti bhedat due to its different functions it is involved in, it is given five different names. One vital air vritti bhedat because it governs five different systems involving itself in five different functions is given five different names as what? ಪ್ರಾಣೋಪಾನ ಸಮಾನಶ್ಚ ಉದಾನ ವ್ಯಾನೋ ಚ ತೇ ಪುನಃ ಗೀತಾರಾಮ್ ಹೊಂದಿರ್ತೀಂಗ ಓಕೆ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಗವರ್ನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ ಹೂ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಗವರ್ನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ Same vayu, same prana governing the function of excretion gets the name apanaha. Then same prana governing the function of digestion gets the name samanaha. And the same prana governing the function of retention gets the name udanaha. The same prana govern the function of circulation gets the title vyanaha. Five different names are given to one prana who is a product of the rajasic aspects of sattvic elements, all the five sattvic elements. Now simple lessons. Now here you can say prana generally now ಪ್ರಾಗಮನವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಲೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಧೋಗಮನವಾನ್ ಅಪಾನ ದ ಇನ್ಹೇಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಪಾನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ರೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ದೆನ್ ಸಮಂ ನಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾನ ನೋ ದೆನ್ ವಿಶೇಷ ನಯತಿ ಇತಿ ವ್ಯಾನ ವಿಶ್ವಗಮನವಾನ್ ವಾಯು ವ್ಯಾನ ವಿಶ್ವಗಮನವಾನ್
உத்கமனமாக நவ் எனி திங் அன்வான்ட் இஸ் புஷ்ட் அவுட் ஃபைனலி வந்து டெத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் யூனோ the how the mind leaves for the departure of the mind at the time of death first udana only starts working udana decide na udana just pushes everything goes out then the unwanted thing goes into the body that's also pushed out by the udana whenever vomiting comes you can recognize udana doesn't keeps quiet udana always keeps quiet retention governs system of retention everything in the body when the prana has to leave the body and go away for death has to happen that is when udana becomes active when something unwanted goes in that is when udana functions vomiting comes udana simply all the time exhalation of carbon dioxide is what apana sweat comes apana urine pauses apana you know emotion goes out apana but vomit comes diarrhea comes udana okay anything something unwanted the body has to be pushed out means udana okay general excretion is governed by apana emergency excretion done by udana emergency isn't it that's why visionary intensive care function is taken care of intensive care is taken care of by udana general what care is apana anyway so this is we have got what the rajasic aspect of the subtle elements we have got now the pancha pranaha and pancha karmendriyani so totally we have got what now sattvic rajasic aspects of five subtle elements we have got entire sukshma shariram so he is going to tell here the 23rd verse I am not repeating this the Acharya is repeating here. Please listen. Buddhi karmendriya. You can never forget. Panchadashi, if you do it, teaching will be very clear. Because somebody must have assimilated the teaching so well, so clearly, and must have good mastery of the language, and presented everything in a clean form. Panchadashi, one text is that somebody says, no, Mandukyam ekameva alam mukshoho. They say Mandukya only is enough for me to attain moksha. Just by analyzing Atma and Omkara, finished. But I tell you, for another person, Panchadashi, one is assimilated, is enough. You don't need anything else. Because all the Vedas, no, understand Vedantic teaching so thoroughly, and puts it in the clean order, in a clean language. Upadhyayic words are sometimes very, you know, sentences are not complete, nothing can be understood clearly there. In Panchadashi, language is so clean, understand very clearly. The proper order it goes. Anyway, Namaskar to Vidyaranya Swami. So, Buddhi Karmendriya Prana Panchakai Manasadhiya. One long compound sentence, I read. Buddhi, karma, indriya, prana, panchakaihi. How does it come now? Buddhi, karma, indriya, prana, panchakair, manasadhiya. Buddhi, karma, indriya, prana, panchakair, manasadhiya. Shariram saptadashabhihi. Shariram saptadashabhihi. Sukshmam tallingamuchyate. Sukshmam tallingamuchyate. Buddhi karmendriya
ಪ್ರಾಣ ಪಂಚ ಕೈರ್ಮನಸ ಧಿಯ ಶರೀರಂ ಸಪ್ತದಶಭಿಃ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಂ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಮುಚ್ಯತೆ.
ನೌ ಹಿ ಸೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಶರೀರಂ. ಲಿಂಗ ಶರೀರಂ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ.
ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಹಿ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬಿಗ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್.
ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್, ಸಟಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್, ದ ವೆರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ? ಎ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್. ದೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಿ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಶರೀರಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಸಪ್ತದಶಭಿ. ಸಪ್ತದಶಭಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ 17. ಸಪ್ತ 7, ದಶ 10. ಸಪ್ತದಶಭಿ by with all these 17 subtle aspects which are products of sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements constitute what is said to be linga shariram or sukshma shariram. What are they? Buddhi. What are the 17 factors here, aspects here? You say ಪಂಚ ಕರ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ, ಪಂಚ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ವಸ್ತು ಕೇಳಿ, ಪಂಚ ಜ್ಞಾನೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಮನಃ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ 7 ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್, ಟೂ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್. ಪಂಚ ಜ್ಞಾನೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಮನಃ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಟುಗೆದರ್ 7. ದೆನ್ ಪಂಚ ಕರ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ, ದೆನ್ ಪಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಃ 10. 10 + 7 = 17. ದೀಸ್ ಟು ಪಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಃ ಪಂಚ ಕರ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಟೋಟಲಿ 17. ಪಂಚ ಸಪ್ತದಶ ದಿ 17 ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ವಾಟ್? ಲಿಂಗ ಶರೀರಂ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ 17 ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಶರೀರಂ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ. ನೌ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ವಾಟ್? ನೌ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಭೌತಿಕ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಭೂತ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್, ದೆನ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಭೌತಿಕ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್. 5 subtle elements and subtle elemental products. We have finished. Here, the same consciousness reflected in the matter continues to be there, isn't it? So here, what happens? Pragyastat ತತ್ರಾಭಿಮಾನೇನ ತೈಜಸತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯತೆ. Here he says, this ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಃ, who is ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಃ? Consciousness associated with the avidya, the karna shariram, who is known as pragya jivaha. Here
gets identified with the subtle factors is known as what? Taijasaha. Hiranyagarbhata. Okay. Prajnastatrabhimanena. Prajnastatrabhimanena. Taijasattvam prapadyate. Hiranyagarbhatamishah. Hiranyagarbhatamishah. Tayor vyashti samashtita. Tayor vyashti samashtita. Prajnastatrabhimanena. Prajnastatrabhimanena. Taijasattvam prapadyate. Hiranyagarbhatamishah. Garbhatamishah. Tayor vyashti samashtita. Tayor vyashti samashtita. So here, this the reflected consciousness obtaining in avidya is no, which is known as prajna jivaha. Now this consciousness reflected in the subtle aspects gets the name what now? Taijasaha. Now not only that, not only one antakaranam. All the antakaranani involved in twofold functions, the two different names as manaha and buddhihi, samashti manamsi, samashti buddhayaha. So total minds and the totality of minds, totality of buddhayaha, buddhis, the totality of antakaranani, and also what? Totality of all the sense powers, totality of powers of organs of actions, totality of pranas, samashtitaya, in total, we say what now? The same consciousness identified with the individual one set of sukshma shariram is known as taijasaha. The consciousness reflected in, manifested through, identified with the totality of sukshma sharirani is called, gets the name Hiranyagarbha. So Ishvara gets a different name now. As what now? One more new title comes to Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha. And the same Prajna also gets the new title as what? Taijasaha. Why? The reflecting medium has changed now. Not just the avidya. Now it is subtle element, subtle products, subtle elementals. Therefore, samashtita vyashtita. So, hiranyagarbhatam ishasya, ishaha. Tayoho vyashti samashtita. Then we said taijasaha is what now? As an individual jiva. So the consciousness reflected in one set of the sukshma shariram, linga deham, is called what now? Jivaha is known as taijasaha. So vyashtihi, vyashtita means individuality. Samashtita means totality. So there's a total Ishvara and individual Vyashtihi Samashtihi. So here the Jiva as a microcosmic being is known as Taijasaha. Ishvara as a macrocosmic being is known as Hiranyagarbha. The very word Hiranyagarbha is very interesting for you to know. Now, who is the Ishvara is known as Hiranyagarbha? Why?
because now association is subtle elementals, totality of subtle elements. So now we can understand all the antahkaranani means what? Samashti jnana shakti. All the manamsi, what now? Samashti icha shakti. And then all the indriyani, karma jnana indriyani, samashti jnana shakti again. Pancha pranaha karmendriyani, samashti karmendriyani, samashti pranaha, the totality of samashti kriya shakti. So samashti kriya shakti, samashti jnana shakti, samashti icha shakti. So the power of knowing, power of desiring, power of activity, all the powers, totality of the totality of the powers is what I told you many times, omnipotence. Isn't it? Omniscience. Therefore, Hiranya Garbha, all the knowledge is required for what? For you to desire for an object. Desire is possible only if the knowledge is there. If you do not know what jalebi is, you cannot have desire for jalebi. If you do not know what custard is, you cannot have desire for custard. Do you all have desire for custard? If you don't know, please better know. Then you will always fall in love with that custard. If you don't know, ask Radhiji. He'll tell you how custard is. So knowledge of custard is important to have desire for custard. And if you have desire for custard, only then you can make all efforts to buy and make custard and eat it, isn't it? So action is possible. Action presupposes desire. Desire presupposes knowledge. So jnana shakti, icha shakti, kriya shakti in order. All the shaktis together, put together is what, isn't it? How will you know otherwise? So all the shaktis put together, first basic is what? Where is the activity? Activity is not outside of desire. Desire is not outside of jnanam. Therefore, in the jnanam, desire is, in the jnanam, activity is, everything is in jnanam. That jnanam is where? Only in samashti antahkaranam. Therefore, knowledge is in the garbha of whom? The one in whose garbha all knowledge is called Hiranya Garbha. Hiranyam means gold. Gold stands for effulgence. Effulgence stands for knowledge. So Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya. The one in whose garbha all jnanam is. Okay. Sarvajnaha. Hiranya Garbha is equal to Sarvajnaha. All knowledge. Brahma. Understand? That is why we don't have temple for Brahma. Why? Subtle. Sukshma. Shivanukkum Vishnukkum koval irukku. Brahmaakku koval kedaiyadhu. Inga irukku. Somebody wants to now people will create for temple everybody. But Shastram never, there's no, why we originally did not have temple for Brahma? Because subtle. So Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya Hiranya Garbhaha. Don't read the translation of golden egg, okay? Bhagavane Adurmari, funny example, golden egg in Votron translation. It is not golden egg. There's no golden egg or ordinary hatching egg. This is only what? Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya Saha Hiranya Garbhaha. The one in whom all knowledge is. All knowledge which can expand as manifest knowledge, expand as desire, expand as activity, expand as result also. Hiranya Garbhaha. Understand? Therefore, that's the why the name is given Hiranya Garbha. That's what I'm saying. Nice to know why Hiranya Garbha name. Therefore, Hiranya Garbha. That's why we say what? Omniscient, omnipotent, almighty, omnipresent.
everything is in knowledge, everything is pervaded by knowledge, everything is now all power to do. Where is Sarva Shakti? Where is Kriya Shakti? Not outside of Jnanam. Where is Icha Shakti? Not outside of Jnanam. So Sarva Shakti Matvam, Sarva Yatvam is what now? That's why all these words, English words are very soft. They sound beautiful. Until that, Vedanta never understood. Almighty, almighty, omnipresent, all omnipotent, all-knowing, omniscient. Never understood the meaning. Only Shastram will help you understand how wide the word Bhagavan's name. When you say Lord is omniscient, Lord is omnipotent, Lord is almighty means understand only then. Sarvam jnanam garbhe yasya saha. Jnana garbhaha is called Hiranya garbhaha. Samashtirisha sarvesham swatmatadatmyavedanat tadabhavat tato nyetu kathyante vyashti samgnaya. Samashtirisha sarvesham swatma tadatmya vedanat tat tadabhavat tato nyetu tadabhavat tato nyetu kathyante vyashti samgnaya. Vyashti samgnaya. Sarvesham. See, Ishaha. Sarvesham Ishaha. Samashtihi. Tad swa atma tadatmya vedanat ishtaha. See, because of tadatmya swatma tadatmya vedanat samashtihi ishaha. Vyakti samyaya kathyate. Why do you say Vyashti Samgnya? Taijasaha means Vyashti Samgnya. Individually name given is Taijasaha. Totally name given is Hiranyagarbhaha. So as the Hiranyagarbhaha Ishwaraha, Taijasaha Jivaha. Why? Because of the identity. What it is identified with. The same Brahman, the consciousness reflected in the individual Sukshma Shariram, the reflected in the Samashti Sukshma Shariram, is the identity in the total Sukshma Samashti Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Prapancha, then gets the name Hiranyagarbhaha. The same reflected consciousness identified with the individual body mind's complex gets the name Taijasaha. Then Jivaha. So Jivaha is Vyashtihi, Ishwaraha is Samashtihi. It's individual and the total. So here itself is made very clear. Now we are not talking original consciousness at all. We are talking about the manifestations, reflections only. When you talk about the reflection, you have to talk about the reflecting, manifesting medium also. So I'm going to stop here consciously. I will do the next class from the 25th verse. because interesting lesson is going to come now, only now. Because the boga sadhanani have come. Instruments of enjoyment have come. But they are looking for the office space. All right. I tell you, Jupla. Here, we are estate agents, okay? They are looked, officers have come. They're looking for the office space to start functioning. So, Boga Ayatanam has yet to come. Isn't it? Boga Sadhanani have come. Instruments of enjoyment have come. So, isn't it? Instruments of enjoyment are like the officers. But they need their office space where to sit and function. They're standing on the roadside now. Like me, looking for every day. You know, talking to estate agents. So, they're all now, we need what now? A boga ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment is required for them to start functioning. So, that we'll see next week. Next class. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Sarva Mangalye Jive Sarvartha Sadhike. That's why now when you understand Shakti, you can see the meaning of each word now. Shakti is Paramatma in fact, isn't it? Sarva Mangala Mangalye Jive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharanye Trimbake Gauri Narayani Namostute Sharanagata Dinartha Paritrana Parayane Sarvasyarti Hare Devi Sarvasyarti Hare Devi Sarvasyarti Hare Devi Narayani namostute sarvaswarupe sarveshe sarvashakti samanvite sarvaswarupe sarveshe sarvashakti samanvite sarvaswarupe sarveshe sarvashakti samanvite Bhaye Bhastrahino Devi, Bhaye Bhastrahino Devi, Bhaye Bhastrahino Devi, Durge Devi Namostute, Durge Devi Namostute, Durge Devi Namostute. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.